The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, Tuesday marked the 156th anniversary of the first ever recorded hole-in-one in golf. It was achieved by Tom Morris Jr. at the Prestwick Golf Club in Scotland. He was only 18 years old at the time and was on his way to winning a second Open Championship. He'd already been earmarked for one of the greatest careers in golfing history, which unfortunately was tragically cut short. But Cameron Hindle from Off the Ball is going to tell me the whole story. Cameron, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
He was described as the greatest golfer, perhaps, of 19th century golf.
Yes, indeed. And the Morrises, generally, his father also named Tom, are two of the most important names in golfing history. Shane Ryan describes old Tom Morris as the most well-known figure in 19th century golf and ranks young Tom among the likes of Arnold Palmer and Tiger Woods in terms of their influence on the sport. So in the spring of 1846, Tom and Agnes Morris had their first child, a son named Tom Jr. Tom Jr. would die at the age of four, infant mortality being very common at the time. And a year later, they had a second son, who they also named Tom Jr.
And this is the Tom we're going to be talking about.
This is the Tom, another common practice at the time.
Now, what about old Tom? How did old Tom get into golf?
Well, he was initially working as a weaver in the Scottish village of St. Andrews before the Industrial Revolution claimed his job. He turned his full attention to golf then and linked up with Alan Robertson, who was widely recognised as the first professional golfer and the world's best at the time. Not a hard thing to have, given it was primarily played in Scotland and he wouldn't take anyone on in singles matches, so he managed to keep that status pretty well. It's a good strategy.
Okay, but I mean, the Toffs played golf. They were the amateur golfers and they were, if you like, the big time golfers.
And they played for what you might say is the love of the game, which is where the word amateur comes from the Latin word for love. Whereas professionals were sort of looked down upon. They were traditionally members of the working class who were, God forbid, making a living from sport. So they looked down their nose at them. Apparently, old Tom had to knock on the window of the RNA to be let in. He couldn't go in of his own accord. Yeah. So Robertson was a golf ball maker, and that's how Morris managed to make a living out of golf purely.
Now, they became very competent golfers. What about young Tom? I mean, was he introduced to the sport from a very early age?
It seems so. We don't have great records in terms of his whereabouts or his activities up to the age of 12. But in 1851, old Tom accepted an offer from an Ayrshire landowner called James Fairley to design, lay out and maintain Prestwick Golf Club, which he duly does. And when Robertson dies in 1859, an idea came up for a new championship to decide the champion golfer, given this guy was so reluctant to have challengers to his title. Prestwick was the obvious choice, and on the 17th of October 1860, eight golfers contested the first ever Open Championship.
In 1860.
Played in late autumn because it was a links course in Prestwick and the grass would have been too high in the summer to make golf playable.
Because they didn't have lawnmowers in that.
You didn't know, so it was tricky.
Now, did old Tom play?
He did, and he was beaten by Willie Park Sr. of the Musselburgh Club in Edinburgh. His brother Mungo becomes a very important figure as well in early golf, and Willie wins the first of his four titles here. But old Tom was a great golfer. His son was going to be an even better golfer. Spent most of his time on the golf course, became this golfing prodigy against his father's wishes, actually. He made enough money to send his kids to the Ayr Academy and wanted a better life for his kids. But unfortunately for him, young Tom's talent was too big to ignore.
Now, let's go to 1864. Old and young Tom head to the Perth Open with Senior hoping to get his 12-year-old son into the competition.
Yeah, and the gentleman amateurs were impressed with his skill, but unfortunately, Tom's working class status means he's a professional, so maybe we're not allowed to play with him. We're not 100% sure. That was the excuse they gave. The professionals refused because young Tom was too young. So he sets up this match with William Greig, who just won a youth championship at Perth and was seen as a promising golfer of his own at the time. And young Tom won. It was the presage and the precursor to what would be a really, really interesting and extraordinary career on the golf course.
And that really took off young Tom's career. So how well was he doing at this stage when he could enter competitions?
Incredibly well. In fact, by the time he's 16 at the 1867 Open, the bookies are really unsure where to put him in terms of the favourites. He doesn't win that year. In fact, old Tom wins his fourth and final title. But then A year later, at the age of 17 years and 156 days, young Tom wins his first Open. He's still the youngest ever winner.
I guess he came second.
Old Tom, the only ever time that a father and son have come first and second in a major.
Now, did young Tom then continue to dominate?
Yes, he would win the next three championships, including the 1869 one, where he gets that hole-in-one. Curious, it's a great description of the time in the print, typically Victorian sterile. Curiously, he got the eighth in one stroke. That's it. That really historic moment in golf. That's what we're reduced to. But the prize at the time was a red Moroccan leather challenge belt donated by the Earl of Eglinton. The winner could keep it for a year, but if they won it for 3 years in a row, it was theirs forever. So Tom kept the belt, meaning that the 1871 edition they had no prize for and they couldn't go ahead. There was other reasons why it didn't. But in 1872, the R&A, Prestwick and the Honourable Company of Edinburgh Golfers came up with a new trophy, paid £30 for what we now know as the Claret Jug.
The Claret Jug. So it dates from then. Meantime, the Morris family had moved back to St Andrews and young Tom had himself married.
A housemaid by the name of Margaret Drinnan in 1872, 10 years his senior and had a child out of wedlock. We're not 100% sure how old Tom and Agnes, how they treated this or reacted to this move, but it still went ahead. And in 1875, the Morrises, young and old Tom, went off to play Willie Park and his brother Mungo in an exhibition match in North Berwick. Young Tom then receives a telegram that his wife had gone into labour and was seriously ill, so he and his father hopped on the first boat back to St Andrews. By the time he arrived home, he could only be informed of the tragic news that his wife had died while giving birth to a stillborn child.
Now, did that impact on his attitude to golf, which might be seen as trivial in the context of what he'd been through?
Oh, it totally broke him. They didn't play the 1875 Open. According to the Observer, it was said that he had to be persuaded to play golf again. And when he did, his sparkling form deserted him. In November of that year, he plays and wins a challenge match against Arthur Molesworth, played in such brutally cold conditions that, again, the Observer, men armed with brooms and shovels had to clear the St Andrews greens of snows on the Saturday. And on the Monday and Tuesday morning, there were 3 inches of snow on the links with some drifts of up to 2 feet. So, form of pathetic fallacy, but playing in that can't be good for your health.
Now, on Christmas Day 1875, we adverted to the fact that young Tom died tragically young. What happened to him?
Well, on Christmas Eve, he goes to bed, and on the next morning, old Tom goes up to wake his son, who he finds dead in his bed at the age of 24. There's debate around the cause of death, a ruptured aneurysm of one of the main arteries at the back of his chest, perhaps a burst aneurysm on his left lung. The more literary, poetic version is that he had died of a broken heart as a result of Margaret's premature death and the death of his baby. Old Tom would then live on to 1908, finally passing at the age of 86. So an incredibly tragic end to one of what would have been one of the greatest golf careers we would have seen. It still was. But what could have been?
What could have been?
These everybody.
The number of Opens he might have won, the record books would be full of him.
It might be the Morris Jug now.
Indeed. All right, Cameron, thank you very much for joining us. That's Cameron Hill from Off the Ball.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.